So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
So the next mistake that I see businesses make is that they're forever putting out fires and literally no planning. Now, this is different than goal. It's different than task management, and it's different than time management. This is goal planning. This is, where do you want to be in 6 months? What do you want to be when you grow up eventually? Hopefully you'll never grow up. You'll just be the child that you are. I got a tattoo, by the way. I don't know if you can see that. I got a, when you're 8 year old, asks you to have a pink My Little Pony tattoo. You get a pink, it's glittery as well. You get a tattoo. This is the plan where you go, what do I want my life to look like? How do I want to be turning up in 6 months, right? What do we want the business to look like? How many staff are we going to have in 12 months? This is about you planning forward. And one of the ways that you plan forward is you have time management in place. You've got your cash flow forecast in place. Those two things, right? You implement those two things, your life will fundamentally shift massively. Like, unrecognizable 12 months from now. If you just focus, heck, I say 12 months, 30 days, you focus on the next 30 days. You get from now to May, implement your time management. Everything goes into a calendar, it all gets done. You implement your cash flow forecast and you implement your future planning. Your life is going to change beyond all recognition. The problem is most people won't do it because it sounds too much like work. Oh no, I want to be spontaneous in my life. Great. When were you last spontaneous? Never. Okay, well, what does spontaneity mean? I just want to go out for a meal whenever I want. Okay, great. When did you last do that? Never. How about you book it out Wednesday, 10 p.m. We're in Spanish time. Wednesday, 7 p.m, go out for a meal. What, every Wednesday? Oh, no, that'd be monotonous. What, scheduling time for you and your partner to have a date night and go bowling and go for a meal and go to the cinema? That's not monotonous. I tell you now, that's the whole point of doing this and having a business in the first place. When did you last do that? Oh, well, we never have time. Exactly, right? This is the whole point. This is about you planning. Who do you want to become? Not who you are today, because who you are today is the person that you decided to be 5 years ago. And you might say, well, Dan, I didn't decide to be. I just am who I am. No, the self-talk, the little image as to how you perceive yourself, that's who you are today. And you decided that a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. And who you want to be a year from now, you've got to get a sheet of paper, work that out. Okay, 15% body fat, if you're more than that, 12% body fat, whatever, right? I want that. I want 10 grand a month. I want 4 team members. I want 3 properties. This is who you're going to become. You have to plan it. It doesn't just happen. You don't wake up one morning and go, oh my gosh, I've got 3 properties and 5 staff and 12% body fat. It just doesn't work like that. This is what your planning should be. And when you start putting in the work and start heading towards that particular direction, the fires that you're having to continually put out, eventually they go out all by themselves, because now part of this process is that you will actually have time management in place. Because one of the reasons you're having to put out all these fires, you've not worked on any systems, you've not worked on any processes, you've not worked in any task management and time management, right? And you've also not worked on any planning and goals. Now suddenly you're starting to work on all of those things. The fires will all disappear because now you've got systems for everything. That's not to say shit won't happen and shit won't hit the fan, because it's the 21st century. Shit hitting a fan is who we are as a species in the last 3 years. That's for sure. God, it's been tough, hasn't it? The second decade, we're technically in the third decade of the 21st century. I mean, what a shit show. It is absolutely a shit show. But this is where, recognising what a shit show it is, this is where you've got to now go, okay, enough of this. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going to have a plan. I'm going to have my time management. I'm going to get my cash flow forecasting in place. I'm going to have my systems in place. And my life is going to be vastly different in 30 days' time, 6 months' time, 12 months' time. And that, my friends, will do us for today. Look, I hope you enjoyed that. If you did, let me know. If you didn't, I don't care. I kind of care, but that's all right. I'm not for everybody. That's okay. But look, I hope you have a wicked day. Hope you get some of that implemented and some of this is useful and it's life-changing for you. But otherwise, what's the point, right? Let's get to it. Have a good one. Speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.